there's a party in Lisa's freezer, but her kids don't know about it. So Lisa is this mom who's popped a photo on Facebook and it's just gone mental. Everyone is loving this idea. So what she does is she gets her little 1 litre tubs of ice cream and she puts them in empty frozen veggie packets in the freezer. So the kids, when they go there, they just think, there's tons of veggies in there. And then the kids go to bed and Lisa's just hanging out on the couch, smashing a litre of ice cream.
This kid's listening right now, go searching the peas tonight.
I know.
Just to see what might be inside.
We want to know where your secret stash of stuff is. Jen, hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, mate.
Good. So your mum, did she do this when you were little?
Yeah, well, I've got three sisters and my mum, raising us on her own, needed to have something for herself. She hid blocks of chocolate above the cupboard, in the cupboard above the fridge with the cookbooks.
Oh, see?
It's all about that height.
You're not going to go and get the cookbooks, are you? No.
No.
That's a good look. Did she wedge them between the cookbooks or did she hide them behind the cookbooks?
Behind the cookbook, so we couldn't even see them.
Great.
Hidden behind that Jamie Oliver 15-minute meal book.
Brilliant.
The last place you're going to look. See, I'm a chocolate in the fridge kind of guy, so that would be hard for me. I'd have to find that fridge hiding space.
You could put it under the eggs.
Yeah.
Under the egg carton.
I think veggies are the key, aren't they?
Veggie packets for sure.
No kids looking there.
See, and quickly, Gaundy, chocolate in the fridge, not the freezer.
Either, both. Depends on the chocolate itself. Both. Like if it's Turkish Delight with the goo, it's got to be fridge because otherwise the goo freezes.
Gotcha.
And that's weird for me.
Yeah, but if it's like caramel, freezer.
Yeah.
100%.
Lisa.
Got another Lisa.
Oh, hello, 13,
Lisa.
1060. Hello, it's not you, is it?
Hello, how are you going?
Calling up with the same story we've already reported this morning. So you, what is it that you hide, Lace? What's your little secret?
Well, it's not my kids. It's actually my wife.
Ooh, yeah, she loves it.
Chocolate addiction.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've been stashing it in the sandwich press.
So hiding chocolate from your wife?
Yes.
Got it. In the sandwich press.
What, she's not big on making toasted sandwiches at all?
Well, no, not big on cooking.
Not big on cooking, yes.
You've got to make sure the sandwich press is fully cooled down after use before you jam a block of chocolate in there, though.
Yeah, you don't want to put it in there hot or you end up with fondue.
Yes.
Or, hey, what about toasted chocolate sandwiches? Has anyone done that in a sandwich press? Slice of bread, block of chocolate, slice of bread in the sandwich press.
I haven't tried it, but if you watch the Sandlot movie we were talking about this morning, they do s'mores with the toasted...
Very
marshmallow,
huge American
chocolate.
Tradition. Yeah. That's a great one over the fireplace.
Lisa, any chocolate in there at the moment?
No, not at the moment.
I love that you have to think about it. maybe I had it all last night. Not sure.
No, well, I tried to buy ones that she didn't like so that maybe she wouldn't eat them. But
that's what I do as well for Jamie. Yeah.
By eating it anyway.
So what chocolate does your wife not like?
Fruit and nuts.
Oh, really?
I can see that. Yeah, I can see why some people wouldn't like it. Fruit.
That's a good tactic too. Buy something that the other person isn't into and then it's going to be your, even if she does discover it in the sandwich press.
Well, how's this? Our producer, Matt, his girlfriend, Courtney, asks him to hide the chocolate.
Oh, yeah, so she doesn't.
Yeah, so she takes the chocolate to him and says,
can you hide it?
We talked about this, I think it's gone back a couple of months ago now. Is the chocolate still there, Matt?
You don't want to reveal the hiding spot because Courts listens, doesn't she?
Yeah, especially at this time.
Now. Morning, Courts. Hey, babe, you look great today.
I won't reveal.
Courts McGee.
Yep, Courts McGee.
You know, but it is
let's not fully name people.
Courts McGee, who lives
in Matt's house.
Matt's house.
Or in their apartment that they share together equally and pay the rent together. Hey, so it's a spot. So it's a spot that you know that, and you haven't revealed it to her?
No. So I try and throw off the scent as well. I'll go into a bunch of different rooms when she asks for it once every two or three weeks.
So then she asks for it and then you like ration it out for her?
Yes. I'm like a prison warden.
What?
And you have to throw off the scent sometimes,
right? If I don't do that, she'll eat them all or she'll eat one, feel guilty and throw the rest of them out. And that's
that's ridiculous behaviour. Yeah, don't throw out good chocolate that somebody else could enjoy. But how many squares, like do you delegate her squares on what? How many squares of chocolate is she allowed?
No, see this Chestnut Checkers, Maz, we've got a variety pack of the little individual package ones.
Yes.
So they're all still safe.
This is great.
Just a couple, just a little treat every now and then.
I love that. If she's asked you to do that, I think that's actually brilliant.
And do you have to top it up as well, or is that on her?
No, that's on her.
She brings it in the door and she goes, all right, this is the allocation of chocolate for the week. Matt, please go and hide it in the secret spot.
I give her the chocolate, a little scratch behind the ear, and I say, good girl.
She runs off.
You've deserved this.
A little tink, 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 down the hallway to eat her chocolate.
I know you're listening, and I'm going to go out into the airlock and deck Matt for you.
Deck.
Okay? Yeah.
I haven't heard that in ages. Deck, since my school days. I'm going to deck ya.
So 90s.
I'm going to deck ya.